You're listening to Banal Leakage, episode 57, Accidentally the Same. All right, let's see. The Grammys were some weeks ago. Still no snow here in Salt Lake Valley, and still playing catch-up. Yeah, I know, you guys are getting tired of hearing that. Current podcast episode soon. Yeah, so just thank you for your patience. Thank you for still listening. We're getting there. So, and with that, let's start the news. Sam Smith's song, Stay With Me, gives songwriting credit to Tom Petty. So Sam Smith won some Grammys for this song. Quite a few of them, actually. I promised I won't sing on this podcast, but you can go look it up on YouTube if you haven't already heard it a billion times on radio. So this was not intentional on Sam's part or his songwriters. It was just pure coincidence, actually. You know, it's not, you know, sometimes it's intentional, but no, actually, it was just a pure coincidence, all this. So it was all settled back in October, and there was not any animosity on this. It was a very civil decision. So Jeff Lynne of ELO fame, Electric Light Orchestra, also gets a 12.5% songwriting credit along with the royalties. Yeah, that's, well, the song's done quite well. Sam sold a ton of albums. So yeah, good for those guys. I mean, you know, based on a coincidence, I mean, you know, the amount of royalties collected by Tom Petty and Jeff Lynne were not disclosed, but you have to know that they're probably a decent amount. You know, even 12.5% is not, you know, nothing to sneeze at here. So I admit to hearing the song and also thinking it sounded like another hit song some years back that I had heard, you know, many times before. So once it was announced as Tom Petty's I Won't Back Down, you know, the two choruses were immediately familiar. Of course, now I hear Tom Petty's song in my head each time I hear the Sam Smith song, which for some of you that don't like Sam Smith but do like Tom Petty, that's probably a good thing. So maybe Tom Petty could share in the Grammy glory as well, you know. But yeah, pure coincidence, but hey, you know, sometimes that happens with hit songs. Tua.com shuts its doors. Tua, which stands for the unofficial Apple weblog, got the axe by AOL some weeks ago, and the site closed down on February 2nd. Well, it's not officially closed down. It's still operating. It's still up. So, but there's no new post being posted after February 2nd. So the blog's been around for more than 10 years. It was a great source of Apple news and content, tips, tricks, all sorts of great advice using Apple products, third-party Mac, iPhone apps, services, support issues, glitches, software update announcements. You know, I mean, there was quite a bit there. It was a blog that I read several times a week, and its focus on Apple products, both old and new, was pretty cool. I liked it. I thought it was, you know, I mean, obviously it fit a great, not just a niche, but, you know, a great need. And, you know, I mean, there's tons of Apple blogs, you know, 9to5 Mac and Mac Rumors and all those, you know, have been around for a long time as well. But Tua was really different. You know, they did post a lot of great stuff. It was almost old school, like, if you will. So, like for instance, years ago when I had my first couple iPhones were jailbroken. So it was a great resource for sites that covered the gotchas of skirting around the official operating system functions. It's sad. It's, you know, and it was pretty popular too, from what I understand. You know, I guess AOL is not all that as far as wanting to keep things around. You know, they're a large company that's probably bleeding money, and so they look for places to cut, and this was one of them. So Engadget is still around. I seriously doubt Engadget will ever go away. It's pretty big, you know. Not all is sad as far as the blog goes. Most of the writers moved to a new home called Apple World Today. The link is in the show notes for this podcast. So change your bookmarks and shed a tear or two for a site that served us Apple users well for more than a decade. Mitt Romney decides not to run for president a third time. Thank goodness. So yes, some of you are fans and love the Romney, and condolences are in order here, I'm sure. But, you know, I'm telling you that this was probably a smart decision on his part for the, you know, for the overall Republican Party. You know, granted, there are all sorts of other candidates in the GOP clown car for 2016. A mixed bag, if you will. Certainly wasn't a money issue for Mitt. It's quite loaded when it comes to throwing money around for his during his last two runs for president. This does leave the door open for people like Jeb Bush, Rand Paul, and Scott Walker, all of whom make me wish Mitt Romney would have run again. Yeah, I know. You know, you really start thinking about this. It's like, you know, what's the term? The lesser of evils, if you will. But, you know, I don't think Mitt Romney was so much evil as he was. He was just, you know, focused on other things, you know. 47% comments in secret and, you know, I don't know. You know, he had his own downfalls and everything like that. He's a good businessman or smart businessman, I guess, you know, depending on the terminology or the definition, if you want to place on that, depending on your view of him and how you feel about him. But, you know, he's a Utah boy. You know, he's had his, you know, he ran the Olympics in 2002. You know, that was mired in controversy on many levels, but I don't know if, you know, I thought he did a good job, you know. Would he have won a third time? You know, I don't know. You know, it's hard to tell, you know. You know, Obama's, you know, his last, you know, he's got his two times in office, two terms in office. So, you know, I don't really know who's running from the Democratic Party here. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, what's his name? Joe Biden. Yeah. Yeah. He has his own mixed bag of things, you know, with that. But obviously he'll probably end up running. But, you know, hey, I guess we shall see who takes that top spot for the GOP in a little more than a year. This week's rant. Cops, police officers, run the plates of every vehicle they get behind. Yes, the next time a cop pulls up behind you, like if you're at a stoplight or a stop sign, you have a bit more to be nervous about. A lot of people, you know, everyone I talk to, they're like, oh my gosh, cop behind me, what, did I do something wrong? You know, you know, you're pretty innocent. You know, I mean, you didn't think you sped. You pretty much believe that you made a complete stop at the last signal or stop sign. But they run your plates, any plates of anyone they pull up behind. Yeah, so who are they looking for? People with outstanding warrants, of which I knew this as I had one some years back when I realized that I hadn't fully paid a ticket that I got some years before that. So I went like 8 years. I guess it was about 8 years before some cop ran my plates and decided to pull me over as out running an errand. And anyway, he said, you have a warrant for your arrest. And I'm like, I did not know this. And obviously, I had thought I paid the ticket. You know, obviously, but obviously I hadn't, because there's a public record out there for me and a warrant for my arrest. So, yeah. So I got that paid, but, you know, I did some more research. I talked to friends that are cops, and sure enough, it's a mandate. At least here in Utah it is. I don't know how it is nationwide, but at least here in Utah it's a mandate that every police officer, regardless of what city they work for, regardless of what county they are employed by, and Utah Highway Patrolmen on the freeways, you know, they run every plate. So unpaid parking tickets is another thing. Uninsured motorist, you know, they can tell if you are current with your car insurance. And if you're driving without a valid driver's license, like if you had your driver's license revoked. So yes, there are many reasons they do this, and you know, some of which I do can see as valid. You know, I mean, you know, I had a warrant for my arrest, granted, unpaid. You know, so it was a money issue. But you know, someone's running from the law. You know, someone kidnapped their somebody or whatever. You know, okay. You know, I could see that being a valid thing. But for the most part, you are guilty until proven innocent. So it makes me nervous, as I always feel like it's their word against mine, or maybe I did forget something, you know. So I don't purposely break the law, but this action does have an overstepping and overreaching action to it. So, yeah, again, you know, it's mandate here in Utah. Not sure how it is nationwide. Feel free to leave comments on the show notes for this, and let me know if you know how it is in your area of the nation. Microsoft Outlook for iOS is a solid mobile app. So fellow reader Capgar blogged about this a couple weeks ago. He likes the app too. So mobile email is a nice thing to have, you know, if you have an iPhone, which I have. But some built-in mail apps can be pretty basic, you know, like, I mean, pretty much any built-in mail app on any mobile device is just, you know, it's just basic. You can get email, it's, you know, usually supports, you know, the standard IMAP or POP3 type of accounts. So this is where a third-party app comes in handy. So Microsoft has made its appearance in the mobile arena of late. Their Office apps have done quite well. They've actually reduced their ability to run to require an Office 365 account, and you can make edits with, you know, mobile versions of Word and Excel and PowerPoint. So anyway, so along there was used to be an app called Acompli, which Microsoft purchased, and they've pretty much the app has been unchanged for the most part. You know, some cosmetic changes and things like that. So Microsoft bought it and renamed it Outlook. You know, hey, might as well. Everyone knows Outlook for email. You know, any business user. You know, even some home user. So. So the Acompli was already an Outlook clone app, you know, well done. It was a top rated app in the App Store. So, some of the features of, this app, swiping, so swiping's a big deal. There's an app called Mailbox that supports like Gmail and some other ones, where swiping's a big, function of it. The swiping here is pretty cool because, I like it. You can change how left and right swipes handle. Like I changed a left swipe to be delete, you know, so I can quickly delete messages. I don't have to go into the message. I don't have to tap into it and hit the delete button. If I know I want to delete it, I can just hit swipe or left swipe and the message is deleted, which is nice. So it's an integrated app, meaning that mail, calendar, attachment management, you know, people list, like if you use it for an exchange account at work, your global address list will show up under your people. So very nice on that particular part. So attachment management, it supports not just Microsoft's own OneDrive, but Dropbox, Box, and Google Drive. Yeah, pretty cool. I mean, there's other, you know, cloud storage out there, but those are the main ones right there. So nice. You know, you can store any attachments you have in your emails, store them right in your cloud storage. There's also a function called Focused Inbox, which limits the number of emails you see, especially if you get a ton of emails, and that, you know, it kind of identifies which ones are important. There's support as far as email accounts. There's support for iCloud, yes. Gmail, Yahoo, pretty much any IMAP and POP3 accounts. As I mentioned earlier about Exchange Server support, there's obviously Exchange Server support on this. Does require Exchange 2007 or newer. So yeah, this is quite an app. It's really quite feature-filled. And for you non-iPhone users, non-iOS, they made an Android app as well. So, you know, go check it out. I really like this app. It's good. It isolates my work email that I have now. I just recently switched jobs, so it's nice. Go check it out. Change, it's a good thing. Want to leave feedback? Email podcast@banalleakage.com. Thank you for listening, and as always, if you can't be specific, just be random.